floodplain.
That's kind of the obvious choice.
Right.
Another item is the right-of-way dedication. They must dedicate the right-of-way for Street Lane and 970 South Extension. Street Lane would be improved with this application, and 970 South would be improved in the future by others. Trails, they must dedicate a 15-foot trail easement along the future 970 South right-of-way and also along the Stink Creek Channel. Our trails map shows trails along both of those, so they'd be dedicating that right-of-way for both of those. Sensitive lands, as mentioned, the Stink Creek passes through the property, which includes the significant portion of the FEMA floodplain and floodway. And so we need to make sure the applicant has to show that those are identified on the plat and included for being built on in the future.
Luke, pick a side of Snake Creek that you want to trail easement. Is that ever get the side?
Yeah, I was going to say, where is that?
I know we discussed internally.
Yeah, we did. We tried to determine which side of Snake Creek the trail would be on. It's difficult to determine because it could be either. There's a chance we may never get that trail all the way through because there's a number of different property owners and there's no way to force a trail easement on anybody unless they're coming through as a subdivision. And since it's kind of a toss-up on which side, I think we would probably see what the property owner would like to see if it'd be on the west side. And the west side would be farther away from the home. That might be their choice.
It would also give the people that might use it, you know, nicer views of the mountains.
Yeah. So I think it's what you'd like to propose. We can't find a clear reason to go one side or the other right now.
We're giving you a choice.
I was afraid you were going to say, Paul, you pick, and then we'll say it's the opposite. That's
what we're saying.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
But haven't we had a couple developments that had Snake Creek in them, and we've already, for those, said which side it was going to be? I vaguely remember one being on the left side.
Yeah, in this southern area of Snake Creek, we don't have any trail easements right now.
Okay.
So there's nothing close to this property with an easement at the moment.
Okay,
this
but
truly is the first one in this section.
But the ones, it was closer to Midway.
Well, the one that we know for sure is farther north than 500
right.
South.
Mm-hmm.
So that will have a trail on the west side, but we also have an easement on the east side through the Ryan Ray subdivision. We actually have some money for a bridge.
Okay.
A bridge up there. And so,
well, that's
the thing is, there's so much space in between where those easements are and where this property is, and we're crossing two main roads, 500
mm-hmm.
South and Stringtown. It'd be pretty easy to switch over from
okay.
one side through the other.
Does the realignment of the utility poles affect this parcel?
So the realignment's mostly on the Saddle Creek property, just to the east. Really won't do much to this one.
Yeah, that one pole there is on this property. And I think with the new plan, I'm not sure they're putting it exactly in that spot. I think it's being adjusted a bit. So there is one pole that would probably end up being on this property. The rest end up moving to the south side of the road across, for instance, where Jay Price has his property, where you see those cottonwood trees on the left.
So the 970 South right-of-way will be dedicated, but not developed until some future, I guess the rest of the property gets developed that takes it all the way to what, Stringtown?
Yeah, this is a road on our master street plan, and so we planned on this road being built. We've also allocated, or we're gathering impact fee money to build this road in the future. It's possible that a developer that does need frontage will build the road, and we may have to work out an agreement with that future developer on cost sharing or reimbursement or something along those lines, but most likely that road would be built where that laser pointer is. That's the J. Price property. It's mm-hmm. called the Double C Ranches. They have platted the first phase, which is two lots.
that jog still be in it?
Well, that jog is just a property line. We don't have the full right of way shown on this map. And so we would just need to get the rest of the property from from the south side.
And so the power lines are going to go on the south side of that right of way?
That's correct, except for possibly the one at the corner right there.
So they might have to switch over?
Yeah, then it jogs to the south until it gets to the corner of Stringtown Road.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing now.
And then it goes straight north from there.
So that the existing pole on the corner will be one of those big huge things that is required.
Since the line is changing direction, it's not a tangent line right there, then that would be a metal pole.
Yeah.
Where any of them that are in a straight line that are tangent, those would be wood poles.
And so what's going on with the along Saddle Creek? It'll run down the north side of the road along Saddle Creek?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will each of the lots have their own driveway?
Yes.
Yeah, they do meet the spacing requirements for having their own driveway.
And when they come through for preliminary, we'll address the hot tub turnaround on the property so that they can enter a forward motion on the street lane as well.
Hmm. So what are the sizes of like the three lots up at the top there, roughly?
Remember off the top of your head, Paul.
The top two are just a little bigger than half an acre. The middle one is 1.2, 1.3, and the bottom one is 4 acres.
Yeah. And why aren't they planning on making that a separate lot, that western?
They don't want to improve 970 south, and he just wants a big property.
Okay.
Yeah, that would have to have frontage on road built to city standards, so they would have to have frontage somewhere for that to be a lot.
Or couldn't they do it like bow hunting skills or whatever and just record it but not make it usable until they have access?
It's possible. They could go through a plat amendment process in the future and meet code requirements that way also.
That's really not what this owner wants to do.
Okay. All right.
Chairman?
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to make a comment and just thank Paul and the applicant. I don't know if you remember Saddle Creek over here. Their requirement was to replace half the road.
Mm-hmm.
And then just get a surface treatment on this half. The applicant and Paul working with them just said it doesn't make sense that we do half the road and come in next summer and do the other half. They're kind of jumping their bond, their participation ahead of time, such that when 970 does get repaid, I believe this summer, that whole road will be paved and the utilities stubbed out. So thank you to them.
Way to go, Paul.
Make it a much better project.
That's the plan. It's not been executed yet.
Okay.
That's why he's thanking you, so that you make sure the plan happens.
See,
putting you
trail
on the spot.
Just take the compliment.
Great. Well, so any feedback on this concept plan?
Mm-hmm. Looks good.
Seems like a reasonable thing.
Okay. Get her done.
Anything you're looking for?
Well, this is a concept.
Right.
So you give comments, you don't vote on it.
Right.
Yeah.
I think one thing to take note of is our general plan promotes open space in the rural atmosphere. This property could have more density than what's shown.
Yeah.
So I think it's to take note of that the developers decided to do something less dense.
And this was it, the R-122 zone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think at one point we saw a plan where there were 7 lots lined up on 250 West, something along those lines. And this is definitely less dense than that.
Yeah. Yeah, looks good. I mean, any feedback for Paul or?
No.
All looks good.
Although doesn't it seem like most of the developments we have coming in front of us now are not maxing out the lots? In general, they're going the other way.
Yeah, we have seen, over several years, we've seen a number of developments come in less dense. Part of it's because we've created code to make that happen, some options for landowners.
Mm.
Part of it's they sometimes, like this property owner just wants to create larger lots. Mm-hmm. There are some that come in at max density though, that mm-hmm. still happens, but we do have a number of them that have gone this route, which we appreciate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great, well thank you, Paul, for such a nice job and your commitment to pave the whole road. Okay, so we'll move on to item 7.
Yeah. Before we move on, can I get a clarification as to who gave the second? Sorry, I was trying to write all that stuff that Heather was talking about in the motion.
Down there.
Thank
Craig.
You.
So Craig, okay.
We blame Craig.
All right, item 7, Ronald Spratling. Sorry, I couldn't tell if that was a T or two L's. Ronald Spratling is requesting a review of two concept plans for an 11-lot standard subdivision to be known as La Antigua subdivision. That's not keeping with our European Swiss theme, but that's okay. The proposal is on 10.03 acres and is located at 850 East Main Street and is in the R115 zone.
Mr. President, I think that's supposed to be 10.30 acres.
Oh, okay. 10.3 acres. Okay. Luke, are you going to take us through this one?
Yeah, but we'll run through this one too.
Oh, yeah.
Once again, concept plan review, so nothing invested, nothing improved and stuff, just looking for feedback. And the unique nature of this one is that the applicant is providing two concepts in hopes to kind of vet out both and see if there's a preference or what feedback the planning commissioner and staff may have in regards to these two. So kind of a unique situation. As mentioned, this is located in the R115 zone. There is an existing home on the property, as you probably saw in your packets and noticed on the Google imagery. But there's also a portion of the pond to the rear of the Johnson Mill that's on the property as well. So it's an 11-lot standard subdivision. The two different concepts, the main difference is that concept number one, the required open space is within the common area. There's a park area, common area on the property, and also there's some common area along the frontage along Main Street. So that's where the open space is contained. And then concept number two, all the open space is within the privately owned lots. So that's the main difference between the two proposals. It's 10.3 acres, thank you for clarifying that, Jeff. And then also it's a proposed cul-de-sac public road. That's about 700 feet in length, so it meets our cul-de-sac requirements for the city. The lots will connect to the Midway Sanitation District sewer, Midway City's culinary water line, and the Midway Irrigation Company's secondary water line.
And Luke, maybe let's point out too that it's the cul-de-sac standard that's limiting the density to 11 lots. If there was a second road in this area, it could have more.
Yeah, that's correct.
So this is the Google imagery showing you the property over by the Johnson Mill off of Main Street off of Hamlet Park. The property a little closer, and a little closer you can see the house there, the north end of the property as well. There's a view of the property looking north, northeast. So as mentioned, concept number one,